Chapter 17. Later that night, Lexi and Jack were snuggled together on the sofa, eating the hamburger, onion, and green pepper pizza she'd picked up on the way home. Sprinkles had claimed her spot right between them and was busy switching her attention from Lexi to Jack, depending on which one of them had a slice in their hand. Jack fed her a teeny piece of crust.
Did you bring her to the groomer today?
No, I couldn't get an appointment until tomorrow. Lexi leaned over and pulled another slice from the pizza. She folded it and put one hand under it to prevent any drips from getting on her as she brought it up to her mouth.
Oh, good. She is looking a little raggedy.
Sprinkles gave Jack a look as if she'd understood what he'd said and her feelings were hurt. Jack bent down and kissed the top of her head.
Don't worry. You're still my favorite girl.
Lexi looked at him sideways. Hey, now.
Okay. Sprinkles is my second favorite.
Jack slid his arm around her shoulders, pulled her closer, and kissed her cheek.
Mona is my first favorite.
I knew it. Lexi laughed and slapped at him playfully. Jack used to own the house behind her grandmother, and Nance had known Jack long before Lexi had met him. Nance had tried to fix Lexi up with him several times, but Lexi had always refused. Funny how things turned out.
Speaking of your grandmother, I see she isn't wasting any time investigating the diamond theft.
Jack took his arm back and grabbed another piece of pizza. Did you expect anything less? Did she call you?
Yes. She mentioned that Jeffrey's Jewelers had a jewelry sale, and a lot of the ladies at the free coffee event this morning had new jewelry.
Jack shrugged and took a bite of his pizza. She mentioned that to me, but it didn't seem like anything concrete. Do you think she's grasping at straws?
Yeah, a little bit. In real police work, we need evidence, not just hunches and coincidences.
But don't the hunches and coincidences lead to evidence?
I suppose.
Jack took another bite and chewed thoughtfully. Speaking of evidence, have you made any headway with the leash or on Prudence's disappearance?
Nothing conclusive, but I asked Barbara to bring in one of Prudence's brushes. We can get her hairs from the brush so we can compare them to clothing on a suspect.
Do you have suspects? Lexi was hopeful.
No, the dog napping isn't really one of our priorities, but I figured she could bring it in, just in case.
Jack patted his lips with a napkin, then balled it up and tossed it into the empty pizza box.
How did everything go at the armory today?
It was great. Everyone liked my pastries, but I did see something odd there. Edwina Southwick and Carl Knutson were whispering in the corner. And Winston, Millie Dixon's dog, was there all by himself. I never saw Millie.
I don't know about Millie Dixon, but Carl is on my radar. And it's funny that you mention him in conjunction with Edwina. Because we reviewed the surveillance tapes from the street that Doggy Diva is on. There isn't a camera that points directly at the pet salon, but one points across the street, and Edwina's car was parked there early the morning of the murder. Did you see her when you brought Sprinkles in?
No, no one was there when I brought her. I don't know if I noticed Edwina's car, though. Lexi picked a green pepper off the slice of pizza she was holding and nibbled on it as she thought. I don't think Edwina mentioned anything about being a Doggy Diva that day, but I guess I really haven't spoken to her directly.
Maybe she was just dropping Queenie off for grooming.
Maybe. Lexi made a mental note to ask Kelly when she took Sprinkles the next day. Speaking of surveillance, Helen is putting some surveillance cameras in at the senior center to see if she can catch the K-cup thief in the act. Jack chuckled.
Maybe that will keep them busy and out of my cases for a while.
Let's hope so. Lexi doubted that would be the case.